It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Automated red light cameras work by snapping pictures of a driver's license plate when running a red light, and the vehicle owner is then sent a ticket. There is renewed discussion in Milwaukee about whether these types of cameras could be legalized and make the roads perhaps safer to help address reckless driving. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Wen, who is a senior research transportation engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Wen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Milwaukee officials, they're calling for our state legislature to allow that city to use automated cameras to catch drivers running red lights. How widespread are red light cameras now?
So based on our tracking of public information, including the media sources, currently over 300 communities in the U.S. in 23 states and the District of Columbia use red light safety cameras.
And does that ebb and flow, or has that been increasing over time?
Well, there have been, if you look at the over time, the trend, yes, the number has been increasing.
In cities. But, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah, there has been, in these communities, some communities turned on these red light safety cameras, some communities turned off these safety cameras. But the number have been fluctuating, but hopefully overall, more communities are going to use these cameras.
So step back and explain for us, if you would, how are red light cameras different from traffic sensor cameras?
So red light cameras, so these camera systems, they are connected to the traffic signal, and they use sensors typically under the pavement, just before the stop line or the crosswalk, to monitor the vehicle speeds. If the sensor detect that a vehicle is running red light, and then the camera system would take a picture of the vehicle's license plate, depending on the state law. And then someone will reveal the evidence, and then if they decide that, okay, this vehicle runs red light, a citation ticket will be sent to either the owner or the driver, depending on the law.
Okay, either the owner or the driver. Do you have any idea how cities use the revenue that's generated off of these camera tickets?
The best practice is to allocate the revenue from the red light safety cameras to transportation safety programs. So that's what we think a good, well-run red light safety camera should do.
So transportation, transportation safety programs. Can you give like an example?
For example, there are more U.S. communities are have their Vision Zero plan, and they have this long-term plan to improve the road safety and the safety for all the road users in the community. And so this is an example of road safety where the revenue of the red light safety camera could be put into.
And Vision Zero meaning that getting down to no deaths from traffic accidents. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wen Hu is with us, senior research transportation engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, as we talk about the research behind automated red light cameras. You can join in with questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Wen, are red light cameras effective at ticketing drivers who are driving unlicensed vehicles?
I'm not sure how this processing works in this situation, but I'm sure there's a way to process this kind of situation. But yeah, I'm not familiar with the process.
As you look at the research that's been done on these cameras, how effective are red light cameras at improving public safety?
So numerous research, including the research by us and by researchers from other universities and organizations, have documented that relay safety cameras are pretty effective in reducing both relay violations and relay running crashes.
Pretty effective. What are they best at, and where are the shortcomings?
So we have done several researches. So for example, a more recent study we did in Arlington, Virginia, the study found significant reductions in violations 1 year after the program started ticketing. And another interesting finding of this study is that the reductions in relay running violations were larger the longer after the light had turned red. So that's when the violations are more likely to result in crashes. And we also did research to examine the effects of the relay safety cameras on crashes. A recent study by us. So in this study, we compared fatal crash rates in large U.S. cities with cameras to large cities without relay safety cameras. And we found significant reductions in fatal relay running crashes, as well as all type of fatal crashes at signalized intersections. It's very effective in reducing relay running and the crashes
Are there any
related.
areas that these cameras fall short? Things that need to improve for this type of mechanism to be at intersections?
So there are some studies which report increases in rear-end crashes at intersections with relay safety cameras. But these rear-end crashes, they are way less severe than the right-angle crashes, which are the one of the most severe crashes at intersections, and it's the target type, crash type of these relay safety cameras. So the net safety benefits are still positive.
And I wonder too, because in 2018, the study by Case Western Reserve University finds that red light cameras, they change the types of accidents that happen. You mentioned rear-end collisions, but not how often accidents or injuries occurred. Is this consistent with the research that you're finding into red light cameras?
So the research finding have been pretty consistent in terms of how red light safety cameras change the red light violations and injury crashes, especially the severe or even fatal injury crashes at signalized intersections. So even though some studies like the one you mentioned found increases in some less severe crash types, such as rear-end crashes, the net safety benefits, again, they are positive.
Wen Hu is with us, a research transportation engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. As we discuss red light camera programs, be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Some Milwaukee leaders, they're urging lawmakers to change state law to allow the use of red light and speed enforcement cameras in the city. We discuss whether these cameras could improve safety. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Wen Hu is a research transportation engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Let's bring in Joe in Stevens Point. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was wondering, how can they tell who is driving the vehicle? For example, we had a company vehicle we're traveling down in Illinois where they do have red light cameras, and the driver blew a red light going into the sun. And it was very early in the morning. And anyway, the company got a ticket. How can you tell who was driving the vehicle?
Joe, thank you for that question. How can you tell when who is in that driver's seat?
I'm not sure, actually. So sometimes the speed, the red light safety cameras do not take a picture of the driver, only the license plate. I'm not sure how it depends. Again, it depends on the state law, how they handle these kind of situations.
Joe, I wonder, how did your company handle that ticket?
I think they just ate it. Mm-hmm. Nobody would admit it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in with that question. Which leads us to, you know, hearing from advocates for red light cameras arguing the technology can be a race-neutral alternative to traffic stops. But there was this 2022 analysis from ProPublica finding that traffic cameras in Chicago were disproportionately ticketing Black and Latino drivers. What can cities do to find drivers in a more fair way?
So that's a great point. First of all, it is important to act proactively to consider equitable positioning of these red light safety cameras to avoid any disproportionate use of these cameras in underserved communities. And when a locality starts to select potential sites for these red light safety cameras, geographic balance could be factored in. And then as the program goes, it's important to keep monitoring any disproportionate impact of the safety camera program and minimize the burden of penalties in these underserved communities. There actually have been some discussion on providing alternative penalty structures, which could help reducing the burden. For example, factor in the income, providing options, including reduced fines for the lower income group, and providing community service as a payment option.
Those would be some examples that might help, restore some equity, or at least, you know, trying to make sure that not a particular group is being profiled. Let's go to Chuck in Hayward. Chuck, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What would you
this
like to bring up?
Yeah. Great subject, great topic. I'm a retired law enforcement officer. I did 26 years. One of my jobs was actually traffic homicide investigation. And what I'm finding now is what we really have is a lot more inattentive driving. And that inattentive driving is subject to all the Wi-Fi, the heads up, the phones. And so the problem of people not paying attention, that person that is running that red light, and there's a like second and a half, 2 second delay that prevents cross traffic from then, you know, getting the green light. The problem is the second vehicle is not paying attention to the light. They have the vehicle in front of them. Now this one is running that light. Thus, that delay is already gone, and that's causing the side impact, which is causing a lot of problems and fatalities.
You have a bunch of trailer vehicles, if you will, going through the light, just following due course what the car in front of them is doing. What problem does this present?
So we hope that with the red light safety camera program in these communities, the driver could change their behavior. And we did some studies in several U.S. communities with red light safety cameras. And what we found that there were reductions in these crash rates, not only at intersections with these safety cameras, but also we found citywide reductions associated with the red light safety cameras. So hopefully we think part of the reason for these findings is that drivers change their behavior. They pay more attention to the environment around them, including the traffic signal. And this way, the overall crash rates will go down.
Chuck mentioned that there is that delay where the light would turn green with the opposing traffic. You know, from an engineering standpoint, what happens if cities would change the stoplight itself and extend the time the light is yellow?
So it's always important to provide adequate yellow signal timing. There are research showing that providing adequate yellow signal timing could reduce relay running violations as well as crashes. But just by providing adequate yellow signal timing alone, that may not be enough. We did a study in Philadelphia where we examined the effects of first adding about 1 second to the yellow phase and then introducing relay cameras. We found that the longer yellow signal timing reduced the relay violations by 36%. And then adding relay cameras actually further cut the relay violations by 96%.
That's interesting. When are red light cameras considered traffic calming, like a traffic calming mechanism, or are they like alongside like other, you know, calming things like speed bumps or traffic circles?
So relay camera, I know this in some U.S. communities, these relay safety cameras at intersections, they can also detect drivers who are speeding.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if any traffic treatments which could reduce the traffic flow speeds, reduce speeding, we would say that it's traffic calming device.
Wen Hu is with us, Senior Research Transportation Engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Wen, we heard from Terry, sent an email along and says they've lived in Arizona when red light cameras were implemented and says that it was a fiasco because the lights are not at every intersection. So people simply avoid the intersection where these cameras are. And Terry also says that insurance companies use the cameras in crash cases. What can you tell us there?
So relay safety cameras, it basically works to catch people who break the rules, who break the traffic rules, just like traditional enforcement. So if a driver does not run red light, it will not be captured by the safety cameras.
Do you consider red light cameras a cost-saving tool for law enforcement?
I don't have any information in that regards, but the one benefit of these relay safety cameras is that they are monitoring the traffic 24/7. And also for the traditional law enforcement, sometimes in some situations, it's just not safe for the police officers to chase down the relay runners. And relay safety cameras, they are there. They monitor the traffic. They can capture the people, relay runners. It's safe in that aspect.
You know, there are cities like Miami and Rochester, New York, having eliminated their red light camera programs. In our last moments together, is there research about the effects of turning off these cameras?
Yes, we did a research comparing the fatal crash rates in these large U.S. cities, which discontinued their red light safety cameras, with the cities with continuous red light safety cameras. And what we found is that in the cities which discontinued the camera program, the fatal crash rates went up at signalized intersections. That's not surprising.
Wen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Wen Hu is a senior research transportation engineer at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.